This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. Due to fears about potential Y2K problems, many people are working over the New Year's holiday, even though businesses are generally optimistic about their millennium readiness. Wendy Vapors has a live report.
And at the operations center of Bulk Static Generators Incorporated, Hugh Snow is the operations manager. What goes on here in this big factory, Hugh?
We produce the kind of static you find in between all your TV channels, your radio stations, on your phone line. We manufacture and deliver it, and we've done that flawlessly for over 50 years.
I didn't realize somebody had to make it.
It's important to keep all the stations separate, and we're working 24-hour shifts over the weekend to make sure the static supply stays strong.
So is there a potential problem, Y2K-wise?
No, not at all. This is just a precaution.
Is there a worst-case scenario?
Well, yes. If people all start turning on their radios and TVs at the same time to check and see if stations are still on the air, well, there would be an incredible demand for static, and that would be our, quote, worst case, unquote.
And then there'd be a problem?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, we hope not. We hope people will be reasonable, but if they're not, we're totally prepared for that. Everything's under control.
And there are so many employees at work with their families.
Oh, yes. Thank God for that. I'd hate to think of our employees' families at home, alone, without them on this, of all weekends.
Why? What do you think might happen?
Absolutely nothing.
But you said
everything is fine, just super.
I'd like to talk to somebody else now, okay?
Fine. How about Carol Fritz? She's operated a static generator for 15 years and is one of our tip-top employees.
What do you think of this spending New Year's at work?
No problem. The only reason any of us are here is as a precaution.
Is as a precaution against what?
Nothing.
But Carol?
There won't be any problems.
Why is everybody saying that? If there won't be problems, then why are you here? Your words say one thing and your actions say another. I hate that. It reminds me of my old boyfriend.
Of course, we're confident that we fixed all the problems.
But what?
We're trying to walk a very fine line here between vigilance and outright panic.
Panic?
Oh, don't get the wrong idea. No. People are getting unhinged at the thought of turning on the TV, and suddenly there's not enough static to keep the stations apart. NBC would be crashing into ABC. All those trashy shows on Fox would be mixing and mingling with the CBS Evening News.
You mean all of our friends would be in the ER?
Well, yeah, and it probably won't happen.
Probably?
Well, we're 99.9% sure.
Highly unlikely.
See, we brought in the employees and their families over the weekend
as a precaution. And that's all?
It's just a precaution.
Okay.
Come January 3rd, or 4th, or 5th or so, we'll all laugh about this. After all, how often do you get to start a new millennium?
1,000 years?
Exactly.
And so, an event that was first planned as an emergency procedure is now... What happened?
Nothing?
Has now become a major social event for the employees of... What's that?
Oops, gotta go. Auxiliary power!
For the employees of Bulk Static Generators Incorporated, where management has really gone out of its way to make this New Year's an interesting and productive time for all. And by inviting in employees and their families, the company has made its plant a comforting place to be on this New Year's weekend, while also showing the workforce there's nothing to fear. It's a fun idea that other companies are trying too, and it might